Oompa-pa-oompa-pa-oompa-pa-oompa-pa-oompa-pa. Precious birthday fudge, swamp knife, bull bear. Walk it undone. Me and Hapua, we couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Me and Hapua, we couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Like a stone jack, bitter toothless flesh, shabby pimple chin slime, evil milky rash. Me and Harpua, spastic dead-eyed hound, bruising dreadlock skullcap, we're coming to your town.
We'll hug your party down.
Me and Harpua, we couldn't care if you were. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Me and Harpua, if you were, it happens all the time. We beat Okibo.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you a little story here now, and this is a very, very important and very special story. So I hope that everyone, including all the people all the way back up there on the lawn, are listening. This story has only happened once in the history of the civilization of this planet. Really incredible. Now, this whole story starts as most of you probably know that we all live in Vermont here, and that we live not too far from here. Which, by the way, I must say, is the greatest state in the union. For those of you who have traveled to this gig and don't live in Vermont, you're totally missing out, and I really feel sorry for you. I mean that. What can I say? We just started this tour on April 5th. We've been 3.5 months on the road, and there is no place like Vermont. Period. No place. So anyway, so here we are in Vermont, and we live in a little place up there, sort of the Jericho, Westford, Underhill area is where the four of us live. Not too far from here. We ski a lot at Sugarbush when there's snow on the ground. We don't ski here in the summer. Anyway, in Jericho, or Underhill or Westford, there's this guy that used to hang around the town. We've been here for about 11 years, and you'd always see him walking around town. He's a strange old guy. And what would happen was he was sort of an outcast in the town, and people would sort of chastise him and give him a hard time. And what happened was, over the years, he really got sick of being chastised and given a hard time. So he ended up moving up into the mountains, and he just happens to live right up over that hill over there. You can't see it anymore because it's dark. But if you look, when it was light, there's a mountain that rises up right over there, and that's where he lives. And he brought his dog with him. And his dog, of course, as some of you know, is the famous, the infamous Harpua. Anyway, this guy, he's kind of an older guy, and he lives up there in the mountains with his dog because he couldn't hang around the town anymore because everybody was always giving him a hard time. So he moved up to the mountain. But what happened was, once he moved up to the mountain, despite the fact that he loved living up there with nature in his little cabin and everything, he was very angry at the people in the town who used to give him a hard time. So as he lived up there, he transferred his anger to his little dog, Harpua. And over time, the dog, Harpua, became a very evil dog. And it was one of these dogs that if you walked by, you know, I mean, you're running and the dog is barking at you, he's pissed. The dog is gonna get you. So the way the story goes is on this particular day, which happens to be today, I looked up there and I noticed that the dog and the man were up there, and the dog decides that he's gonna start going into town to cause trouble. So he starts walking down the town and he's gonna basically look for revenge against the people that chastised his owner. Now he's walking down the hill, and halfway down the hill, he pauses, and now I'm going to switch to the other half of the story. There's a kid that lives in our town where we grew up named Jimmy. Now, Jimmy also had a pet, but Jimmy is kind of from the other side of the fence. Jimmy is the sort of suburban, you know, high school kid, and he's there, and he's all happy. Everything is hunky-dory because everybody loves him. And he's got this cat, and Poster Nutbag! What I'm trying to say, the cat's name was Poster Nutbag. I'm gonna skip that whole thing going up to the Poster Nutbag, but here he is, Poster Nutbag. And Poster Nutbag is not like Harpo. Poster Nutbag was raised by a happy, you know, no problems, the whole thing, so he's really together. Anyway, Poster Nutbag one day decides, I think I'm gonna walk up into the mountains and have a beautiful day in the mountains. So Poster Nutbag starts walking across, you know, the highway there, and ends up in the mountains, and ends up right here, and where we are. And before you guys all came in here, I saw him while we were doing sound check, wandering up this place where you guys are all standing, up this little hill. And he's wandering up there, and he starts to turn towards, and I was wondering to myself, I'm thinking, this cat is now wandering up into the area where the evil dog Harpua lives. That is not good. So up he goes, and they're wandering along, and suddenly, Poster Nutbag comes around this tree, and he looks ahead of him, and he sees the ugliest, meanest dog that he's ever seen in his life. He's really scared, because in suburbia there where he lives, he doesn't see ugly dogs like this. Now, Harpua, as I told you before, is a trained killer. So Harpua looks at Poster Nutbag and says, "Hot lunch, I'm gonna get this cat." They're looking at each other, and, you know, Poster Nutbag's fur starts to stand on end. They're looking at each other. It's going to be this awful fight. But suddenly, this wave of energy comes over them from someplace other than the earth. They don't know what is going on, but something is out of line. And they look up into the sky, and they see this giant comet crashing into Jupiter. And it's happening right now! Right now, there's a giant comet crashing into Jupiter. Now, Poster Nutbag and Harpua are up at the top of the hill watching this.